I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Program, People in America. Today we tell about Paul Robeson. He was a singer, actor, and civil rights activist. In the 1930s, he was one of the best known and most widely honored black Americans. Later in his life, he was condemned for supporting communism and the Soviet Union.
Paul Robeson was born in Princeton, New Jersey in 1898. His father was a former slave who became the religious leader of a Protestant church. Paul was an excellent student and athlete. Rutgers University in New Jersey gave him money so he could study there. He played four different sports while at Rutgers. He also was the top student in his class. Members of his class believed Paul Robeson would become the leader of black people in America.
Paul Robeson graduated from Rutgers in 1919. He attended law school at Columbia University in New York City. He was only the third black person to attend Columbia Law School. On the weekends, he earned money by playing professional football. He also acted in plays. He married Eslanda Cordoza Good while he was in law school. After he graduated in 1923, he got a job with a group of lawyers in New York. However, he left when he experienced unfair treatment because he was black. He decided not to work as a lawyer. Instead, he wanted to use his ability in theater and music to support African American history and culture.
Robeson became a professional actor. He joined the Provincetown Players, an acting group linked to American playwright Eugene O'Neill. Robeson was the star in two famous productions by Eugene O'Neill in the 1920s. They were All God's Chillen Got Wings and The Emperor Jones. Critics praised his performances. Robeson became the most recognized black actor of his time.
In London, he earned international praise for his leading part in William Shakespeare's great tragic play, Othello. That was in 1930. 13 years later, he played Othello on Broadway in New York. It was very popular. In Othello, Robeson played an African general in ancient Venice. He is married to a young white woman. Othello kills his wife after being tricked into believing that she loves someone else. This is how Paul Robeson sounded in Othello.
Soft, you! A word or two before you go. I have done the state some service, and they know it. No more of that. I pray you in your letters, when you shall these unlucky deeds relate, speak of me as I am. Nothing extenuate, nor set down aught in malice. Then must you speak of one that loved full wisely, but too well.
Paul Robeson also was famous for appearing in the popular American musical play, Showboat. He performed the play in London in 1928 and on Broadway 4 years later. He played a riverboat worker. Jerome Kern wrote the music for Showboat. Paul Robeson sang the song, Old Man River.
Old Man River, that old man river, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, and damn that planter, he's soon forgotten. But old man river, he just keeps rolling along.
Paul Robeson appeared in 11 movies in the 1920s and 1930s. However, he realized that his acting was limited by the small number of parts for black actors. He criticized the American movie industry for not showing the real lives of black people in America. He stopped making movies and decided to sing professionally instead. Robeson sang many kinds of music. He sang folk music from many countries. He sang songs to support the labor and social movements of his time. He sang songs for peace and justice. And he sang African-American spiritual music. One of his famous songs was this spiritual, Balm in Gilead.
There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm. Sin-sick soul. Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain. And then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. There is a...
Paul Robeson was recognized around the world for his fight for civil rights for black Americans. Separation of black people and white people was legal in the United States. Black people did not have the same rights as white people. They were not treated equally. For example, Robeson could not be served in some eating places in the United States. Violence against black people was common. Angry mobs of whites sometimes killed black people, especially in the southern United States.
In the late 1930s, Paul Robeson became involved in national and international movements that sought peace and better labor conditions. He also supported independence for African colonies from their European rulers. He learned the languages and folk songs of other cultures. He said these folk songs expressed the same feelings that were in African American music. He learned to speak, write, and sing in more than 20 languages.
Robeson traveled a great deal in Europe during the 1930s. He found that black people were treated better in Europe than in the United States. He met members of liberal political organizations, socialists, and African nationalists. He also met many working people and poor people. For many years, he performed in concerts in many countries. The songs he sang supported the struggle for racial justice for black Americans, and for civil rights and economic justice for people around the world. He refused to perform at concerts where the people were separated by race. He said, "The idea of my concerts is to suggest that all men are brothers because of their music."
In 1934, Paul Robeson made the first of many trips to the Soviet Union. In the Soviet Union, he said he was treated as an equal of whites for the first time in his life. He declared his friendship for the Soviet Union. And he spoke about the need for peaceful coexistence between the United States and the Soviet Union. Conservative groups in the United States strongly opposed his friendship with the Soviet Union and his support for other liberal issues.
Paul Robeson went to Spain in 1938 during the Spanish Civil War. He sang for Spanish civilians, and he sang for the Loyalist forces fighting for the Spanish Republic. One of the songs he sang was this Spanish Loyalist song, The Four Insurgent Generals.
The Four Insurgent Generals, The Four Insurgent Generals, The Four Insurgent Generals, mamita mia, 'tis true they betrayed you, 'tis true they betrayed you. One Christmas holy evening, one Christmas holy evening, one Christmas holy evening, mamita mia, they'll all be hanging, they'll all be hanging.
In the 1940s, many people in the United States were strongly opposed to Paul Robeson's political beliefs. They said he was too liberal or extreme. Next week, we will tell you about how opposition to his political beliefs affected the last part of his life.
This People in America program was written by Shelley Gollist and produced by LaJuan Davis. I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Steve Ember. Join us again when we finish the story of Paul Robeson in Special English on The Voice of America.